Hare Krishna, everyone. Welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today is May 2nd. Today, Srila Prabhupada quote. When there is a suffering given by Krishna, a devotee does not take seriously suffering. A devotee thinks it is the favor of Krishna that he has put me into suffering. They never see suffering as suffering. It is a favor of Krishna. That is devotee vision. It is exactly like a son who knows father well. If the father slaps, the son never protects. He knows it is good for me. Similarly, a devotee is never disturbed when there is suffering given by Krishna. Bombay, May 2nd, 1974. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Ram Giridhari Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat Madhya Kanda, chapter 1, 138 verse through 141. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning and enlightening us on the topic of Chaitanya Bhagavat. I now hand over the call to you, Prabhu. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Srimad Chaitanya Bhagavat ki jai, Nidhaya Gaura Premanande, Hari Hari Bol. Thank you so much. It is a pleasure as well as it's my privilege to be in the association of such a wonderful Vaishnavas. So we will start with an invocation prayer. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. Jaya Jaya Shri Chaitanya Jaya Nityananda. Jaya Dvaita Chandra Jaya Gaura Bhakta Vrindam. So today we are reading from Chaitanya Bhagavata, Madhya Kanda, chapter 1, text number 138 through 141. This is a chapter where the Sankirtan mission is getting established. The Lord is revealing His transformed mood and frame of mind. Okay. Niravati shloka padi karaye rodhanam. Kotha Krishna bale anukshanam. The Lord constantly recited verses and cried as He continually implored. Where is Krishna? Where is Krishna? Kakano kakano eva unkara karayam dare palayena lakshmi sachi huyabhayam. Sometimes he roared loudly in such a way that Vishnupriya Devi ran away in fear and Sachi became frightened. Ratre nidra nahiyana prabhu krishna rase virahe napaya Swashtya Utepa Devaishe. Due to feelings of separation from Krishna, the Lord could not sleep at night. He would feel so uncomfortable that sometimes he would get up from bed, sometimes he would lie down, and sometimes he would just sit there. Binna Loka Dekile Karena Sambharanam. Ushakale Ganga Snane Karaye Gamana. As soon as the Lord saw a materialistic person, he would conceal his internal mood. Every morning he would go take bath in the Ganges. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jnananjana Shalakayam Chakshurun Militam Menam Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. Namaum Vishnu Padayam Krishna Preshtaya Bhutale श्रीमते भक्ति वेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेषा शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासदि गौर भक्त वृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। फर्स्ट ऑफ ऑल दीज सब्जेक्ट मैटर्स ऑफ चैतन्य भागवत especially the sections that we are currently dealing with is not subject matter for a public as well as open discussion. As we have seen, the Lord, when he met all his friends and associates, is specifically informing them that let's meet in a private location and I would like to share confidential knowledge. When the Lord wants to share confidential knowledge, he not only sees the external surroundings, he also sees everyone's individual consciousness. The shloka number 141 says that as soon as the Lord saw materialistic person, he suppresses, hides his feelings. So the subject matter that we are discussing, I am not sure how I am qualified to speak this. And as the content demands much more maturity, gravity, and depth in the understanding. So whatever I may be sharing in the next half an hour, 40 minutes is very superficial in comparison to the actual depth of rasa and realization. I am not eligible, I am not qualified to say who is qualified, who is not qualified to hear the subject matter. But I can very clearly say that the subject matter of the Lord's feeling for separation from Krishna is a very confidential, deep, as well as a very private subject matter. I have mentioned this even during our Antya Leela discussion. So, if I am not doing justice to this content, please consider that as my personal shortcoming as well as my disqualification to speak such a subject matter rather than anything else. So, with that note, we will turn this current context into three sets of reflections and see if we can learn some lessons from this. For those of you who have not heard the previous set of verses, the context is that Mahaprabhu came back from Gaya and he is fully intoxicated with Krishna Prema, as inspired, blessed and directed by Shri Padishwara Puri. So the Lord is unusually, from the perspective of Navadvip Vasis, he is roaming around like a madman and requesting and pleading each and every one of the members in the society to take up the chanting of the holy name of the Lord. It's the same people who used to be irritated by Nimai Pandita are now super surprised or shocked, and some of them are extremely happy. And one of the persons who are very happy is our dearest Gadadhara Pandit, because he was the one who was constantly praying along with Advaitacharya that may this young, beautiful, intelligent boy be Krishna conscious and eventually spread the Sankirtan mission. So now when Mahaprabhu or when Krishna Chaitanya is in a state of ecstasy, he is raising several people's eyebrows. Some are perplexed, some are excited, some are surprised, and some are confused. And the most confused person in the entire lot is Mother Sachi. She is super confused, thinking, what happened to my son? And she started to pray that there should not be anything unusual to him. And as explained in the verse number 137, she even trying to adopt a strategy of alluring him by asking his wife, Vishnupriya, to come in front of him, seeing if he can get distracted, somehow if he can be quote-unquote normal. So these are all certain strategies that even some devotee parents adopt. It's not new that only in the 20th century we are facing such situations. So even Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had to go through this. Raghunath Dasa Goswami had to go through this. So then some of our devotee parents or some of our devotee children whose parents are not devotees, they are trying to distract or quote-unquote attract to materialistic things. We need to know that this is a test for our strength of devotional sentiments. So we are going to divide this context of Mahaprabhu's being in ecstasy in three parts. Number one part is defining the ecstasy and the ecstasy's moments. Number two part is, what is the nature of this ecstasy? And number third, why is that ecstasy not being, why we are not able to experience that ecstasy? So we will discuss this in three parts and see if we have some take-home message. Krishna consciousness is a very scientific and organic process. It elevates a person from Naradama to Narottama, And when a person is in the stage of Naradama, he is completely involved in sense gratificatory propensity to the extent that he doesn't realize what he or she is blessed with. The very famous pastime of Indra not trying to go back after his punishment period of being a hog is always quoted there. That when somebody is engrossed in sense gratificatory things, the sense gratification is so engrossing that the higher dimensional signs are appearing apparently distasteful or irrelevant. So, but when we receive the love of the Lord through His holy name, through His Mahaprasadam, through His devotees' association, through His Dham and Darshan of Vaishnavas, a person receives love that he has never seen and received ever in life. It is like a person who is in the Rekistan or a desert. When he is completely dry and he is completely thirsty, he is longing for water, he is longing for quenching his thirst. Likewise, the jiva who is completely engrossed in worldly happiness, which is explained as the thorny plants, when the camel eats, the thorny plants used to create wound in the tongue of the camel, and camel eventually consumes its own blood, tastes its own blood, and considers the thorny plants being tasty or, you know, more palatable. Similarly, by we chewing the chewed, punas punas charvita charvananam, we are constantly being suffering in this material world, chewing the chewed, and somehow got to a conclusion that this is the only taste and this is an ultimatum of what we could get in this material world. Suddenly, when an outpour of love is bestowed upon, we are not able to even comprehend, but it is absolutely, you know, relishable and wonderful. So my first reflection is about this nature of love, expression of love, and the reaction of somebody being the recipient of love. In this case, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is playing the role of a jiva, a sadhaka. So he is playing an absolute, he is into his character and teaching us and demonstrating us this utmost, sweetest form of Krishna consciousness, which is not relatable, not relevant for general masses. So as a part of one's experiencing the love of Krishna Prem, as a part of one's relating to these contexts, we need to understand four aspects. So as a part of my first reflection about Krishna consciousness, feeling of separation, feeling of love, feeling of excitement in Krishna Prem can be understood by these four aspects. Number one aspect is love that when which is received from the Supreme Lord or His dear devotees, if they are accepted, if they are consumed, it is being natural and transcendental. Anyone, even though he is from a very low class upbringing, he will be able to reconnect to his lost consciousness. Prabhupada very repeatedly says, even a child can take part or a dog can take part. So the first aspect is, one needs to be the recipient of this love. Because how will you explain the expression of love, expression of feeling, of being in love with Krishna, even in his separation, unless you are not the recipient of love? So the four aspects of it is, one needs to be a recipient of the love of the Supreme Lord. But that's not enough. The love that we receive gets increased, enhanced, brings in excitement only when the love is reciprocated. That is why in our Krishna consciousness, one is expected to be expressive. Being expressive in Krishna consciousness, at the same time being confidential, keeping things confidential, makes it much more relishable. I repeat, the first aspect of this receiving the love, because receiving the love is a process. Love cannot be given to anyone and everyone. To be the recipient, we need to have a patra, we need to have some quotient to be the recipient. It is not given to anyone and everyone. Even if it is given to anyone and everyone, everyone doesn't receive them. All the sound vibration that is emitting out is not reaching the, you know, everybody the same way. It depends upon how a person is tuned up, what he wants to listen, how he wants to listen, and several aspects of it. So for somebody to experience the love that Mahaprabhu is expressing, because the kind of, you know, state that Mahaprabhu is in, as I said, you can't define. It is not something that something that we can, you know, comprehend. Even though we are reading them, sometimes it is looking repetitive, sometimes it is looking very over-exaggerative, sometimes it is looking uncomprehendable. But then, this opinion can only change when we understand this four aspects. Aspect number one, being the recipient of the Lord's love. Aspect number two is being reciprocative. Because love is not just a phenomenon of distribution. Love is a phenomenon of reciprocation. If love is one way, probably we all would have been in the state of ecstasy. Love is actually sweeter when the reciprocation starts. If the love has been only one-sided, then probably we will just kind of distribute and everybody is transformed. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is demonstrating a very important principle of Krishna consciousness love, which is reciprocation. This reciprocation makes Krishna consciousness sweeter, not the delivery. Not the delivery of content. Not the delivery of love, not the delivery of mercy. What is my reciprocation? How do I express my happiness? What does this reciprocation refers to? How expressive are we? How much I am able to express? Whether expressing of happiness because of coming in contact with Krishna, expressing of pain in feeling separation from Krishna, expression of gratitude when we are given help beyond what we could deserve, expressing of despondency when I am not able to serve the Lord as I am expected to. So it is very important that we are supposed to be expressive. That is why Krishna consciousness is a very, very emotional, sentimental aspect after a point in time. It is no more a technical and philosophical. After a point in time, Prabhupada very clearly says, what works is sentiment and sincerity, and what it is all about, how I am expressive. Yeta mam prapadyante tam stataiva bhajamyaham. Mama vartamano vartante manushya partha sarvasa. So it is extremely important that we learn to be expressive, but only in a forum where it is relevant. So that is the second aspect of it. What is this expressive? Expressive is the love that I have received in the way and means that I have received, with the faith and surrender that I have received, with the Shraddha and Saranagati that I have, I am supposed to reciprocate. Not copy from others. Now that we heard that we are supposed to be expressive, tomorrow we cannot say that the way Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing, we cannot imitate. Then we will be classified as Paundrakas. Because Paundraka did that. And eventually his head has to be chopped off. So here the point is, the amount of love somebody is receiving, one need to be able to be expressive in a forum where we are supposed to be. Which means to say how happy I am to Krishna and to spiritual master and spiritual authorities. Assume that we are conducting a class. I do not want to, sound like I am pointing towards somebody here. Suppose we are conducting this Zoom session. And typically, we don't get to see anyone's face. So typically, there is no expression of whether somebody heard, not heard, did not like, follow, did not follow, was relevant, not relevant. So in one way, it is purifying because you get to see yourself in the screen and you have to speak to yourself or speak for yourself. It is purifying. But when you deliver something, when you speak to someone, when you talk to someone, when you give something to someone, and when there is no feedback, when there is no response, it's very painful. Sometimes it is very hurting. So you don't even know whether the other person has understood, liked, was he able to correlate. In case of Krishna and in case of Krishna's devotees, the same predicament they, feel. When they express the kind of desperateness, despondency, then Krishna also starts to be expressive towards us. I will give you three episodes. Episode number one is when Narada Muni, in his previous birth, he got darshan of the Paramatma, and when Paramatma vanished, the kind of desperateness, tadapna, he was feeling very, very restless. He started crying, weeping, searching, and looking at his intensity, the Lord spoke and said, "Yes. Now you have got to see me with that feelings. Develop that intensity more and more. You will be privileged to get to a stage." So the Lord is waiting for us to acknowledge, express. Draupadi, when she was being disrobed, at that time Krishna was in Dwaraka, he was actually playing dice with Rukmini or Satyabhama. So they are asking, "My dear Lord, your devotee is being insulted. What are you doing here?" Krishna said, she has just raised one hand. Let her make full surrender. I will do the needful. So the idea is, the Lord is expressing us, expecting us to express. The third is about Isopanishad Mantra 17. Upanishad says, my dear Lord, please remember all that I have done towards you, so that at the time of death I can come to you. So on one side, we are supposed to be not expecting anything in return. But on the other side, we are supposed to be expressive. I do not want anything, any favor from the Lord. But I am always expressive of how much I love the Lord, how much I miss the Lord, how much I am supposed to be dutiful to the Lord, how much I am grateful to the Lord. When I say Lord, Lord and his dear devotees. And that expression, Jayapataka Maharaj in one class he mentioned, that when the hen or when the bird, mother bird, when she is bringing food, so many chickens are waiting for the mother's attention. But the one which is screaming the most gets the attention of the mother. So, when all the children are put together in one room, the child which is screaming the most gets the attention of the caretaker. So, Jayapataka Maharaj is making a fantastic point. I was trying to search for that audio. Somehow I couldn't get that. I wanted to play that for you all. As he spoke, I will not be able to repeat as intensity, with all the intensity that he was speaking. Maybe if some of you have that recording, maybe you all can share. Where he says, as a practitioner of Krishna consciousness, one should learn to cry for Krishna. If one is not able to cry for Krishna, one should learn to cry to the Lord so that he will help us to cry for him. Then he is going on and on, like 5-6 layers. He is saying, one should ask for cry to Krishna. Like that he is going on saying, and say that at the end of the day, unless and otherwise we cry and learn to express how much we miss him, how much we love him, how much we are grateful to him, how much we are not doing as much as we are supposed to do, the love increases, the relationship increases, the bonding increases, the dependency increases. So Mahaprabhu crying in such a desperate manner is not some show bottle thing. It is actually a reciprocation of what he received from the Lord. So out of the four aspects, first aspect is receiving of love. Second is expression of reciprocation. So as devotees, we are supposed to be expressive. If you don't have any, if you are sitting on a straight face after the class, what will we figure it out? You understand, not understood, angry, upset, happy, contemplative, what? We don't know. So it's important for us devotees to be expressive. And third aspect in terms of knowing this love is, when you are supposed to express and not supposed to express, knowing that, nuances. As verse number 141 explains, that Mahaprabhu know when to express, when not to express. Srila Prabhupada very well knew how many times we would have heard Prabhupada, broke out in emotions or, crying and whining and weeping and stuff like that. Prabhupada was very, because he knew he is operating as a teacher, as an acharya, and he has to be very controlled, because people from all walks of life and all paradigms will be his students. So he was very particular seeing that he delivered the content with utmost gravity. But there were definitely some private moments where Srila Prabhupada broke down, and he was very, very intense in his feelings of separation from Krishna and his spiritual master. So the third aspect is that we should know when to express and when not to express, where to express, where not to express, how much to express, how much not to express. Very important is we have to express, but we also supposed to know when and where it is supposed to be done. And the fourth aspect of this expression of reciprocation of love is something that our entire parampara has time and again said. This expression should only be proportionate to our surrender, not somebody else's act. So if it is somebody else's imitation, we will not be able to sustain them. We have to only proportionately, how much ever I have Shraddha, how much ever I have surrender, how much ever I have this understanding, that much I will express back. And the Lord will counter express back. Then you build it up from top of that. Then the Lord will reciprocate. So in this way, Adan Pradan, it is going on building, 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 building. At one point in time, we become so close, so intense, so deep, and so real that you will able to release that real Krishna consciousness states. That is why this is Susukam Tartum Abhayam. So my first reflection is about in Krishna consciousness journey, our experience or to experience or to be part of Krishna's love for us, to really taste Krishna's love for us and our love towards Krishna, to be able to enjoy, emulate that mood, we need to be receiving the love of the Lord. We need to be reciprocating the love of the Lord through our expression. Expression could be words, action, as well as participation in missionary activities. If I completely got, blown, I completely got excited and got really convinced about the love that I have received, I want to thank back, appreciate back, express back, as well as feeling of separation back in various ways. In words, action, as well as service. And as a third aspect, we have to be very careful whom to express, whom not to express, how much and how much not. And finally, it is something that we need to understand that it is very, very private and individualistic subject matter, and it is not a common question paper that we all have the same answer. We will all have separate question paper, separate answer sheet, and Krishna has got personalized treatment for each and every one of us. So Mahaprabhu, feeling separation from Krishna, crying to Krishna, crying for Krishna, crying about Krishna, along with this very confidential devotees, has made everyone into different emotions. That's why if you read the last 10 shlokas, you will see different people have different expressions. Some people are surprised, some people are confused, some people are excited, some people are, so different. Even amongst this confidential associate, what to speak of the general masses. So this is my first reflection. The second reflection is about the aspect of Krishna consciousness, when we associate with the Supreme Lord and be the recipient of such a love, what happens to us when we are recipient of Krishna's association with this Supreme Lord, what it actually does to us. Srila Prabhupada writes in 4th canto Srimad Bhagavatam 4.4.27, if I'm right, 4.3.27. So Prabhupada writes that Sati did not have spiritual desires when she was trying to give up her body. Sati sacrificed, she actually set herself into fire and gave up her body. Prabhupada writes that Sati did not have. Sati's decision of leaving the body is material. Changing the body is material. But because at the time of her leaving the body, she was constantly meditating on the lotus feet of Lord Shiva. Prabhupada, it's a fantastic point. Because she was meditating on the lotus feet of the Lord, Supreme Lord, lotus feet of Lord Shiva, this is shloka number 27th of fourth canto, third or fourth chapter. I don't exactly remember. I think 4:27 if I'm right. So because she is constantly, meditating on the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord Shiva, all her materialistic portions were suppressed. And the materialistic pain were completely relieved. The burning sensation was not there. And she could feel a complete solace and comfort at the time of her leaving the body. This is exact same scenario as Prahlad Maharaj when he was punished by Hiranyakashipu. He was not feeling any external pain. Here we hear from Vrindavan Das Thakura where Mahaprabhu is going everywhere and sometimes he's rolling on the floor, sometimes he's banging the head, sometimes in one place the whole pillar collapsed. When he came and started crying, the whole building pillar collapsed. So several things have happened, but nothing harmed him externally. No material external pain could bother him because his Krishna consciousness dimension, because of the association. So Srimad Bhagavatam explains 5 effects of coming in contact with the Supreme Lord. If anyone come to the Lord, these 5 effects, actually it is like this. If anyone come to the Lord with any of the 5 effects, Tamat, Deshat, Bayat, Snehat, 4 effects, sorry. So if anyone comes to the Lord with Kamat, Deshat, Bayat, Snehat, with any one of those portions and come to the Supreme Lord, the Supreme Lord's association is so purifying, it will purify of them, it will make them completely intoxicated into Krishna consciousness mellows, and all these 4 symptoms, external symptoms, gets purified. So what I want to say is, as a second reflection, is a person who is a recipient of the Lord's love, who is somehow received the love of the Lord, who has got in touch with the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, his materialistic quotients, from wherever quotient, from whichever corners of the life he would have been, they are all purified. His kama, his lust is purified. His fear is purified. His hatred is purified. His so-called lust is purified. And he is able to be situated in absolute clean slate, clean state. That is explained as the real effect of the Sankirtan mission. So Mahaprabhu, when he was trying to express these points, he is going to speak about it in the next few verses. He is going to say that, please take part in the Sankirtan mission. Please don't waste your time. Please don't waste this human form of life. So he is encouraging, he is preaching to all his students. In fact, when he is calling his students, he wasn't sure if he will be able to teach or not. But somehow his senior, Gangadas Pandit, he says that, please come to the school and start teaching the students. And to his students, to whom he was teaching grammar, to whom he was teaching some scholarly subject matter, he started teaching Krishna Katha because they wanted. And he derived utmost happiness and he could give utmost happiness. So a person, as Jayapataka Maharaj used to always offer in his prayers, as an invocation. Mukam karoti vachalam pangum langayate girim yat kripatamaham vande Sri Gurum Dhinatarinam Paramananda Madhavam Sri Chaitanya Ishwaram. So what it means that wherever, whichever background you are from, whatever effect of, impact materialistic life has come to you, somehow if you come in contact with the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, Pada Tirtha of the Supreme Lord, which Chaitanya Mahaprabhu witnessed from Gaya, what happens? That he gets completely purified. Pangum langayate girim. Mukam karoti vachalam. A mute can compose songs and sing. A lame person can climb a mountain. And there is not a single bit of exaggeration in this. Valmiki Rishi is an example. Bilva Mangala Thakura is an example. Dhruva Maharaj is an example. And what to speak of each and every one of us. If I sit and analyze where I come from, what is my current consciousness, what is the background that I have, to speak about such a transcendental subject matter. Jogyata vichare kichu nahi bhai tomara karuna shara karuna na hoile kandiya kandiya prana na rakhi bovara. Jogyata vichare kichu nahi bhai. On our own there is no qualification. Still now there is no qualification. That's why I'm very nervous about speaking such subject matters, because anyway, they are, out of syllabus for me in terms of my understanding. But at the same time, still we are doing this service just to, stay afloat so that some purity, we can bring into our lives. So by our qualification is not possible, but the association of the Supreme Lord, association of Vaishnavas, they are so purifying that these effects that we have carried, even in devotion, because we carry our quotient even into Krishna consciousness. It is not that when we come to Krishna consciousness, we have left behind all our quotient. We are bringing in those quotient into Krishna consciousness. Those are also purified. And eventually, we are a happy spirit soul in the process. As I've been repeatedly several times, saying the Alvar's, reference where he says, Poyen, Poyen, Endra Sulli, Mayen, Agi Mandene. The Alvar is saying that I've been bluffing around, fooling around, telling around that I have become a devotee. But one day I actually became a devotee. So my second reflection hence is, that by coming in contact with the Supreme Lord's lotus feet, by coming in contact with those persons who have come in contact with Supreme Lord's lotus feet, by coming in contact with those persons who have come in contact with those devotees who have come in contact with the Lord's lotus feet, Gopi Bharta Pada Kamalayor, Dasa, 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 Dasa. Emana Durmati Samsara Bhitare Odiyachinu Vami Tavani Jajanam Kona Mahajane Pataiya Nije Nije Bhumi. Something like that. So he says, Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that Durmati, I had my stupid consciousness. On my own, I would have not been able to transform. Kona Mahajane, there was one good soul who saw my condition and somehow lifted me. So Mahaprabhu is demonstrating, because Mahaprabhu was feeling that. Oh, I was wasting my time. I got Darshan of Ishwarapuri and the Lord's lotus feet. My life got purified. Now you guys, please come. Jeev Jago, Jeev Jago, Gaura Chanda Bole. Kota nidra jao mayam pishachi rakole udilo haruna purava. You see, Bhaktivinoda Thakur's all the songs, he will constantly refer, how did Mahaprabhu deliver this ecstasy that he has received? So when that ecstasy, when we receive, what Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, नाम बिना किचु नाही को नारो चौद भुवन माजे. It's very scientific. So that's my second reflection. The third reflection is, what causes that we are still not able to, I am still not able to relish this ecstasy that is delivered. Ecstasies are actually delivered at our doorsteps, at our you know, heart, temple of the heart. But why I am not able to experience it? Or at least, why I am not able to experience it consistently? Why I am not able to experience it constantly and incrementally? Why? The reason is that we need to constantly be questioning this part. How much I am free from Kali effect? Because Kali effect has hounded most of us. We are in Kali Yuga. Only very few rare souls are free from Kali effect. What is this Kali effect? Kali effect is such that we will be more self-centered than Krishna-centered, and would constantly think of self-pleasure over anything else. Gives you more importance over anyone else. This is Kali effect. The idea is that so long as we are hounded and not free from, not purified of this effect, we will not be able to relish this. That is why in our Shraddha to Prema, Anartha Nivritti is a process by itself. We will talk about it as a part of this conversation. So the idea is the Kali effect, I would define this in four bullet items of Kali's effect. If somebody wants to know if they are stung by Kali, if they are victim of Kali, if they are victim of Kali effect, are we, you know, Kali positive, COVID positive, kind of, how do we test? And so long as we are having this Kali's impact upon us, we are not able to relish the taste of the real Krishna consciousness, even though we are drinking them. Maybe it is receding, maybe it is going away, but as of today, I am not getting ecstasy. But so long as you are in the process, you are safe. So I'm telling two things. Today I am not tasting it because of Kali effect. But because I'm struggling and continuing with this process, I'm assured that one day I'll get the taste. I am having jaundice. I will drink sugarcane juice. I will get the taste of, you know, sugarcane juice very soon. That is the conviction. Rakshishyati Vishwasu. Let us talk about the Kali effect. How do I know that I am stung by Kali? Kali kukura kadam jadi chao he Kali yuga pavana Kali boya nashana Shri Sachinandana gao he. Kali kukura, Kali is like a dog, street stray dog, which needs to be neutralized. If a stray are left let loose, they are a cause of nuisance to the society. The job of municipality is to lift the stray and neutralize them. They don't kill them. They neutralize them and send them to, you know, a different safe location. So I was moving around like a stray, not having a parent or not remembering my parent and completely, you know, stung by Kali. And somehow some great soul, Kali Yuga Pavana Kali Bhaya Nashana Shri Sachinandana Gaure. Somehow Kali has been attacking me and I was victim of them, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered. So what was his attack like? Number one, he attacks on our being respectful, having etiquette and mannerism towards culture, seniors, and to this process. At any point in time, if anyone is disrespectful towards some, you know, sabhyata, to Vaishnavas, giving your respect to etiquettes to Vaishnavas and to the services in the process, any disrespect towards them is an effect of Kali. If you want to know, if any time your mind says accusing, criticizing, or trying to disrespect, Prabhupada calls it as Madhyada Vyatikrama in a different context. But then the idea is that I be disrespecting towards the process, disrespecting towards the whole spiritual paradigm, which means I am stung by Kali. Number two is that Kali attacks her 16 rounds. If anybody is struggling to chant 16 rounds, Kali attacks, constantly come that place, constantly he will attack that place. I don't know what energy he gets. Maybe our weak chanting, he is strong, so he is able to attack. But he attacks constantly. He will make sure that he will not be able to chant. Because he knows if I chant, I will be able to. So the work of cancer cells is to spread fast. The medicine is going to counteract. So the cancer cells are fighting back. So there's a, you know, big fight. And third is following four equity principles. So Kali will not let us follow four equity principles. When we try to follow it, somehow allure us, attract us. And fourth is, you know, the superiority complex of making ourselves self-centered, giving us more importance over, you know, I mean, us more importance being what I think is more correct than what I'm supposed to learn. That's the mindset. There could be many other symptoms that we can list, but these are all some self-reflective symptoms that I'm seeing where, why I am not able to relish. Why Prabhupada in initial days to all the way till the end, why he is constantly saying only one thing? Somehow chant Hare Krishna and be happy, chant Hare Krishna and be happy. But between that, there's a saying, between the cup and lip, there is always a gap. Similarly, there is chant Hare Krishna and be happy, that statement, there is so much of purport inside that statement. I'm not sure how many of you have got this experience. How many times, how much ever time you go and ask Shripad Gopal Krishna Maharaj on some advice, please bless me. Maharaj will say only one thing. Read Srila Prabhupada books and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. The reason is that something that Kali will not let you do that. And somehow, if anybody is able to handle these four aspects, there is no other separate strategy. The four aspects are, somehow or other you have to chant. How will you chant? Being in association. Sorry, you know, normal, whatever, you know, thing that we know. But idea is, at least you know you are diseased. You are inflicted by Kali. And of course, one of the aspects of Kali is to know, make you think that you don't have disease. That's another problem. But somehow, after hearing such classes, discussions, you know, why Mahaprabhu is able to exercise? Why Mahaprabhu is able to enjoy this ecstasy that I am not able to enjoy? That I'm not even able to understand? That I'm not even able to correlate? Sometimes I feel like, oh my God, he's doing too much, Baba. Let him, you know, settle down. Why he is going on crying and weeping and rolling on the floor? Maybe some mothers, you know, when they lose their offspring, will be able to understand what it means to be losing Krishna's association. That also is material. The mother losing the child, maybe the mother will feel the separation for a few weeks, few months, or some people will have a few years. But the intensity will deplete day by day because she has to accept the fact. But Mahaprabhu is not able to accept the fact. How can I miss Krishna? I just saw him. I just, you know, why I am able to, how I am able to maintain my life. Sometimes he is going on, even we saw it in Chaitanya Charitamrita, he's going and banging his head on, wall or some rock or some places. So my third reflection hence is that we are not able to relish this ecstasy is because we are stung by very strong evil effects of Kali. And if we are not able to give attention to these four aspects, respecting Vaishnava culture and this process, actually speaking, respecting every jiva, but at least to an extent that we are able to expect. Chanting 16 good quality rounds, following four regulative principles, and trying to accept that I don't know also some things, I may have to learn from a bona fide source. If somehow, by some hard endeavor, if I'm able to communicate this to, you know, me, I will be able to start building up my ecstasy quotient. I will be able to, you know, be recipient of the real love. I will be able to definitely be enjoy and reciprocate. So these are the three sets of reflections that I could churn from this current context to even relate why Mahaprabhu is weeping and crying so much. So to put into the summary, the whole context of Mahaprabhu missing Krishna, Mahaprabhu is missing Krishna's association and his crying and weeping and feeling of separation is unusual to materialistic people. And hence the subject matter is a private, confidential, deep, grave subject matter, which I am not qualified, but still as a matter of learning, self-learning, as well as for self-purification, I did try to speak something in this context. So the full justice will only be done when we are able to be in a private forum, in a like-minded, relevant and relatable associations. But still, three lessons I could draw. Lesson number one is about the kind of love and expression of love that Mahaprabhu is exhibiting is something very special. And for somebody to release that, they need to be a recipient of love. They need to be a, you know, reciprocation of love. They should be able to reciprocate. And they need to learn to keep what confidential and where to express. And they need to be able to definitely know that I am not supposed to imitate. I need to be personalizing this. This is my quotient. The amount of which I have surrender and Shraddha, that much only I am supposed to express. And eventually this will be building up as I am developing my sincere quotient. So this is the first reflection. Second reflection is about how when coming in contact with the Krishna's lotus feet, Krishna's holy name, Krishna's anything, a person from all effects are purified. So kamat, bhayat, veshat, snehat, and there are other, you know, dynamics that we all may carry, will get actually suppressed, will get complete. That's why Prabhupada writes that the process is so sublime. This lotus feet, surrendering to the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord, is something very very unique, and it'll make all the materialistic portion completely irrelevant. Even to those who are apparently disqualified otherwise, when they are able to get the love, when they are able to be the recipient of love and able to somehow, you know, get the blessings, they'll be able to, you know, supersede all their portions and eventually be able to be situated. And last but not least, if at all we are not yet still experiencing that ecstasy and happiness in Krishna consciousness, we need to remember that it's because of the quotient of Kali acting upon us through his strategy of attacking our respect quotient, attacking our sadhana of chanting 16 round quotient, following four regulative principles quotient, and trying to make us that think what I think is correct. So those quotient will make us dwell as a materialistic person and not able to relish the Krishna consciousness aspect of it. Somehow, that's why Prabhupada says, following four regulative principles and chanting 16 rounds, being respectful towards others, and definitely, you know, considering that I have a need and, you know, I am not qualified to help myself, I will have to take somebody's help. So this aspect will make us experience, at least evolve further in the progressive path in the journey of Krishna consciousness. Thank you so much. Hare Krishna. Grantra Srimad Bhagavatam, Grantra Shri Chaitanya Bhagavat Ki Jai, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai, Itai Gaurav Premanande Hari Hari Gaurav. Any questions or comments or reflections?
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, thank you so much Prabhu for such a wonderful class. Very grateful to you Prabhuji. You are always coming up very nice realizations and you summarize at the end. That really helps us. So I request your devotees, if you have any questions or realizations, please go ahead.
It's a difficult topic even for I don't know how to even speak on such subject matters when they are too much
mood of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very hard to understand,
very hard to even express that, you know. So whatever I could speak, I just shared. So forgive me in case if I didn't make any sense.
No, no, Prabhuji, so no. Class was wonderful. Your realizations are always very nice. Lalitangi Mataji, please go ahead, Mataji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please accept my humble obeisances. Thank you so much, Prabhuji. I was just thinking, we have been hearing your classes for quite some time in Bhakti Sangha, at least 4 or 5 years. And every class, you churn, come with new realizations. And that is really transcendental of that. And it's so, we have been benefited so much with your experience. You know, you are always telling us, showing us the pitfalls. And I mean, I don't think if I would be ever able to introspect like that, but we are just riding on your realizations. We're very, very grateful for that, Prabhuji. Thank you so much. Basically, my understanding and thing is so low that whatever you're saying, we have to churn and churn it and churn it a lot of times. To come to that point of even receiving, to be at the receiving end. We're very grateful, Prabhuji. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for these wonderful reflections that you always give. It was very nice. I hope we can apply these in our lives. So I know, especially with the Kali Yoga problems, I really hope I can apply these in my life. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for reiterating this. Hare Krishna.
The reason I did mention about the Kali effect is, this is something that I want to personally share with you all, that in my last, this is the 34th year in my Krishna consciousness, both in my own personal spiritual journey, as well as in the course of helping devotees or serving devotees, this one agenda has been a very major problem for ISKCON devotees. Gaudiya Math failed or apparently had challenges because of, you know, this same portion. And ISKCON, as devotees, as followers, as practitioners, if you are not serious, because I've seen several situations, several times of devotees, several stages of devotees shaken up, which means Kali will not spare us. He is going to chase us down to the last day. But only thing is that Krishna also will not spare us. So it is going to be an exciting journey. The only thing is that latch on to Krishna. Even if Kali is going to chase you, you know, these effects will. To be latching on to Krishna is what that whole trick is. Because that, you know, in a fraction of a second, they say that an accident happens in a fraction of a second. Nobody snores while they are driving. They just, you know, doze off just for a fraction of a second and that's all. They're gone. So, you know, in our case also, it's like that. For a fraction of a second, if you just let loose, then things are, you know, riskier. I mean, for sure, we have enough protection system that is not going to, that we are going to fall flat and die. But when you give a chance for Kali to enter in our lives, somehow in some doors, you will wait through 16 rounds door or disrespectful door or four regulated principle door or trying to portray that how superior I am, how senior I am, how great I am. Some door you will try to enter. But we'll have to show him his place. And only Bhakti Sangha Japa group, kind of groups are the only place where he will not have an audacity to come and show off his, you know, whatever arrogance. So thank you so much.
Thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Very, very true. But as you said, our hope is to latch on, but be beware of the accident as well. Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. Thank you. Very nice.
Thank you, Priti Vilasni Mataji, Lalitangi Mataji, for sharing your realizations. Is there anybody who would like to share their realizations, or we can close the call? Yeah, thank you, Prabhuji, once again for such a beautiful, beautiful class. Very grateful to you. I would like to offer my obeisances to you. Vancha Kalpa Tarubhyasya Kripa Sindhu Bhyayavacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah Ananta Koti Vaishnavrindiki Jai Srila Prabhupada Jai His Grace Ram Giridhari Prabhuji Ki Jai.
Thank
you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Namo Pranam, Prabhuji. Thank you.
Thank you, Prabhuji. Koti Koti Dandavat Pranam. Hare Krishna.
Ending the call here.
Thank you so much.
Hare Krishna.